Coming up on TMS, I thought I was saving you.
Mystery date solved.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Doesn't that sound like dills?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sounds like dills.
The sound of dills is a can of alcoholic beverages being popped in the middle of shows. That is his sound.
Yes.
Or snoring when he fell asleep to his thing back in the day. I don't think he does that anymore.
That was the best. Yep. Falling asleep on his live stream.
It was fun to check in on, like make sure he's okay and, you know.
I know, it's like watching a baby stork being born on the zoo cam or something like that. It's like you just want to pop in every once in a while and see if there's any movement.
Sadly, they cancel or they ban, or not ban you, but they'll turn you off for that. And so you can never just sit there and wait for the longest time. I think that's my ASMR, watching other people sleep on stream. That's what I want.
Really?
Not creepy
that's
at all.
Kind of creepy.
No?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
No,
creepy.
It's the least creepy thing I could be into.
I know I just told you what I'm drinking, but now that the show started, I've got to tell you again because they were nice enough to send me 6 cans of cider, a bottle, 2 coffee cups, and then a t-shirt for Tina and I. And I just got to give a shout to him. I met his wife at the Great American Beer Fest last year. I think I even told that story here on TMS. Uh-huh. But it's Shorts Brewing. These are their Star Cut Ciders. I'm enjoying the Pulsar Dry Cider today.
Hold that one up again for the chat to see. Look at that, guys.
Yeah.
See, there's that squirrel we were talking about.
I'm a drunk squirrel out in space, and I do science.
I'm doing an experiment on this apple.
And I am hammered.
Anyway, that's pretty cool. Is it the t-shirt on you? Are you wearing it?
No. This is the MS-150 t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
The cycling t-shirt. But you've got stuff coming to you, too, that contains no alcohol.
Oh!
For obvious reasons.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, you'll see us in our glorious
t-shirts.
So
you'll get yours, Scott. You'll get yours.
You'll get yours. I've been always saying you'll be getting yours.
You'll get yours.
Got it. All right. Hey, you know what day it is? It's the 19th of April. It's 2019. So I got a 1919 going on. Pretty cool.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
You and like the numerology.
I do.
You like the patterns. You see patterns and numbers.
I'm a fan.
You either should or should never gamble.
Yeah, it's either one. It's one way, right? Or the other, but it could be both. Could go either way.
Could be both. Like if you were to sit down at a roulette table, I would seriously worry for you because you'd be like, oh, 4 and 8 just came up. That means the next one has to be 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally would. It's probably best that I don't because I'm also bad at math. So as much as I see patterns.
Next one will be 13. Yeah.
As much as I see patterns, I don't see the math and I would fail miserably.
Yeah, I don't see color.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, I'm kidding.
You're the least racist person I know. We're going to do a show for you guys. I'm glad you're here. Glad we're all here. We may as well just dive right in. So check this out. I'm out on a walk with the dog today at about, it was about 2 o'clock. So about an hour and a half ago. And took Rainer because she needed it. There were other dogs visiting. She's a little hypered out. Best way to get her calmed down is to take her on a nice long walk where she gets a little bit of a workout. She gets nice and tired and panty. And, you know, it's a hot day kind of here. It got real nice today. So,
yeah, panty.
Panty. Yep, little panty. And get her home and that'll do it. So I did that and I took her out. And I noticed at the side of a townhome the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
It looked like not a hammock, but like a chair that's kind of a hammock. Probably something you'd put on your porch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They call those sky. I think I know what you're talking about. Like it's a chair, wooden bar, like wooden bars across it. Kind of looks like a like a hanging canvas and wooden chair.
Yeah, kind of like that. But
it kind of looks like that because, well, it is.
Yeah, it is that, turns out. That's exactly the chair. Comfy chair, great, that's great. In the chair, covered in a very thick quilt, okay, which is weird because it's kind of warm outside. I don't know why they have this quilt on. There's a quilt on there, great big thick one, and then at the top I can see a head of a person.
Okay.
And at first it just looks like maybe it's somebody who's I don't want to offend anyone. Like, kind of a special needs situation. Just somebody kind of like, now you just sit out here and look at the sun, you know, or whatever kind of deal. And it's this person sitting there and the face is just sort of not animated at all. Very pale. Kind of choppy, pokey looking hair on top. Brown hair. Kind of a wide face. But this blanket is all the way up to the chin. And the person's just staring into nothingness. And I thought, well, that seems odd. Why are they okay? I hope they're okay. It's probably just somebody likes to be wheeled out in the yard. And it's the first day of real nice spring. So let's take them out there and let them see the spring weather. So I'm not really thinking that much about it. But as I get closer, I notice that right about where this person who's covered in this quilt's chest would be is convulsing almost violently. Oh, like going okay. Burr, 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 like this. And the head's starting to move like this. And I went, oh no, this person's in.
They're having like a seizure.
There's something wrong, right? There's a seizure. Yeah. There's a something going on. And I immediately go, burr, 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 I will save you.
Right.
So I go running over there with the dog. And I get up to the thing, the chair. And it's almost immediately obvious once you get up there. It's the head is just like a big, almost like an adolescent child doll size face. It's a doll. It's okay, not real.
In the chair is a doll?
With the face. Okay. Yeah. At least the face. I didn't lift the blanket to check. But the convulsing was still happening. And before I could do anything, the blanket flips over. And it's a freaking poodle looking dog in there. Okay. Who was just in there digging and bumping around. And I just turned around and walked away. Because what am I supposed to do? It's not right, real. Yeah. It's a doll head and a dog.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I really thought I was going to help somebody today, but it didn't happen.
You're like the people who called the police on the MyPillow stand-up cardboard stand-up guy a couple months ago.
Oh, right. That
guy.
That
was like the MyPillow cardboard stand-up somewhere.
Didn't we talk about that? We talked about him on the show, didn't we?
We might have, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Anyway, there were a bunch of kids out there. I think the kids were just screwing around, and they weren't there at the moment that I saw it. So I think it's just kids goofing around. They've got this doll and a dog, and they got a chair, and they had some other toys scattered around. But, yeah, I went from thinking that four-alarm fire to nothing.
That would be a great joke to play on somebody. I mean, I don't know if they were intentionally doing that, but that would be a great joke. Like, all right, let's sit here and watch, and let's see if this guy, like, you know, sees the thing in the hammock and...
Yeah.
Oh.
Comes over. Oh. Yep. Joke's on me. Didn't work out that way. But at the end of the day, it was fine. I'd rather that than have to give mouth to mouth and all that stuff. I was ready to do whatever it took. I was ready to help. I was ready to help. If they were hurt,
you were
ready
if they were in action.
Yeah, if they were in desperate need, I was there. But
if they were in duress, yeah. Scott was there, ready to answer the call.
You got a meat clod in your throat? I'm here to Heimlich it right out of there. You got a, I don't know, what else could you have? You could have, if you were seizing, I had my wallet. I had to put my wallet in your mouth so you can't bite down and chew your own tongue off. Yeah.
It's like a belt. Yeah.
Right. I was ready, man. I was ready to roll. But it didn't happen. It was just all a bunch of fakery. Hey,
it's good to know, though, that you're there, though. Like, you know, whenever there's trouble, Scott's there on the double.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Bloodhound Gang.
That's right. I'm the Bloodhound Gang. You, there's no transition. You weighed in today.
No. I did weigh in, yes.
How'd it go?
Yeah. Oh, so first I found out that, okay, so we know AJ's name. She's the Justine Bateman lookalike that's there at the Weight Watchers. So AJ is the lookalike, the woman who always weighs me in, who basically has that mom hairstyle. Like, it's kind of like Linda Belcher, Meg, or Lois Griffin, like that, the short-haired... Okay. Like Sabrina from Charlie's Angels kind of hairstyle.
Okay. I'm into it.
That's her. Anyway, she's the one who weighed me in. And today, even though I've been bike riding like crazy, problem was is that I went to Trivia Wednesday night and I had three slices of pizza.
Scott. Yep.
Slices of pizza. It was vegetarian pizza. I had salad beforehand to try and like fill up before I had pizza, but it was still not enough.
Yeah.
And ended up with 0.6.
I was thinking you were going to say like 2-3 pounds. 0.6
is
nothing.
No, God, no. Point, like, Well, like half a can of, I think a can, this can of Pulsar dry cider is probably about 6/10 of a pound.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, look, you did. That's better than. There's no way. I thought you were gonna say 2-3 pounds. So well done.
No.
Yeah. No. Done.
But I'm worried. I shudder to think what would be happening if I wasn't doing the. Wasn't doing the bike exercise and the Bowflex and that sort of thing. Because
then you would have been maybe a pound or two. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But vegetarian pizza, that's good. Only 3 slices. And it was a medium tea, and I brought half of it home. Mm-hmm. So like a 14 or 16 incher anyway.
Yeah.
It's Bojo's. I don't know if you got Bojo's where you're at, but Bojo's.
That sounds good. Bojo's sounds great.
It is a great, like, they do these things. We had a prairie pie. It's called a prairie pie, which sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Literally, it sounds like the name you give, a euphemism for poop.
Yeah, for the thing your horse did.
Like, oh, out there in the North Fork, but watch out for them prairie pies. You'll step in one of them, and then you're going to be tracking poop through my house. You don't. Anyway. And then they have mountain pies, which, so a prairie pie just looks like your regular standard pizza.
Mountain pie, the crust, it's like a deep dish with a big, thick crust, but it's not like the Illuminati's is like a wall.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like a rolled over pizza crust. So it's almost like a breadstick, a thick Olive Garden breadstick around the outside of the pizza.
That sounds so good.
The center of the pizza is a mound of pizza, and you don't buy it by the inch. You order your pizza by the pound. So I'd like 3 pounds of pizza, please.
Really?
Like 4 pounds of pizza, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Normally it's like small, personal, medium, large. No, here we do it by the pound.
By the pound. And every pizza comes with like a little squeeze bottle of honey. You know, there's always honey at the table because you've got this big breadstick left over and you put some honey on there and go to town. But we didn't have that one. We had the regular prairie pie.
I like
because that would just be too much. I mean, Oprah loves bread. Oprah don't love that much bread.
No,
that's not in the Weight Watchers regimen.
Not even Oprah can put that much bread down.
Not even Oprah.
Well, real quick, I want to answer someone said in the chat room that you can't help. It's a myth that you can help someone with a seizure. Incorrect. Incorrect. Yeah. As somebody who had a kid in the house who had seizures all the time during her formative years. I can tell you there are multiple things you should and can do to help them. You can't stop them from seizing. I get that. But
But you can help them from biting their tongue off. You can help them from hurting themselves by being in an uncomfortable position.
Keep them from drowning if they're in the tub or something. Mm-hmm. There are many things. Oh, the wallet in the mouth thing is a myth? No, it worked. I did it once. Mm-hmm. I did it. She didn't bite her tongue.
It's less about, it's basically just to keep their tongue from going out and getting bitten by the you won't bite your tongue off,
right?
But you could bite it.
Oh no, you can bite it and hurt it. And if you bite it hard enough, you could bite it off. Of course you could. I've done this. I did this once.
I do this without having a seizure. I bite my tongue so it's like I wish I had a wallet in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean the downside is if your tongue is lollygagging back in your throat and you could choke on it, I guess, but. Even when the paramedic got there, he asked if I did it, and I said, yes. He says, good, that's good, he says.
So I'm not, the trick is to take the tongue and insert it into one of the credit card slots
in the
wallet so that it doesn't get pushed back into the mouth.
Yeah, it was my GURP
problem
wallet.
Problem solved.
Now, which would you put, the hoard symbol or my name in? Which would you insert first?
Wow, you have had, is that the wallet you still use on a daily basis?
I've had this since, okay, would that have been 08? Because that would have been Wrath of the Lich King is when the guy on our raid team made it. I've had it that long, and it's still 100% like together, not frayed, not falling apart.
Dude,
it's awesome.
That's impressive.
It's an awesome handmade wallet with this really cool Horde symbol, chat room. And
Horde side.
The name GURP on there.
GURP side.
The GURP side. Hey, what happened with the mystery date? It was a mystery, but
right.
Now it's not. What
it
happened?
It was a mystery. So what did I tell you? So I said yesterday that all I knew about it was that we had to be there at 9 o'clock, that the mystery date started at 9, which immediately made half the chat room think it was just sex, which, okay, that's fine. But, but I was, you know, open for something a little more creative. So we go out to dinner beforehand, go to this cool place called Motomaki, which is, I don't know if you got those out there, but it is a Japanese bowl and wrap place.
Oh.
So it's like rice bowls or salad with poke, tuna poke or salmon or soft shell crab or all these things on top of it. Really, really good. Motomaki.
Yeah, it's sounds good right now just hearing you say it. That sounds fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah. It is so good. All right, so yeah. Went there for dinner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Tina drove me to the Boulder, the University of Colorado campus, the CU campus in Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And we parked, and I still had no idea. I'm like, all right, is there a concert? No, a concert wouldn't start this late. Like, there'd be a 7 o'clock concert on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
All right, then, oh, no, wait. Okay, well, maybe there's a lecture. Oh, somebody's giving a lecture. All right. No, but why would they start at 9 o'clock? Like, yeah. What is this? Like, Bela Lugosi is giving a lecture? No, that isn't quite right. So we go, and as we're walking, we go to Fisk Planetarium.
Oh!
And I'm thinking, oh, cool. We're going to see like a little planetarium deal. All right. Oh, maybe there's like, you know, we're going to watch a live star or something, or some like comet that is only visible this time. And then it hits me as we're going in the door. It's like, no, we're going to see a laser rock show.
Like laser Zeppelin or laser Beatles or something.
Or laser Floyd or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. But she's still not telling me. And there are no posters that I can see that kind of hint at what's going on. So thinking, all right, well, let's just see. So she goes up, says, if I bought tickets online, do I even need to stop here? He's like, nope, you just go right to the door.
Hmm.
Like, all right, cool. Still don't know what we're seeing. Still don't even know if it's a laser rock show at this point. I mean, I think I said, dude, are we seeing Laser Floyd? She goes, no, we're not seeing Laser Floyd. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go into the planetarium. We sit down. The lady says, hello and welcome to Laser Queen. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good.
Laser Queen, sweet.
Laser Queen. And sure enough, lights go down. Like, she did so well keeping the secret. Right up until the very last second. There was no giveaways, no hints, no like, all right, I'm going to tell you so you know what to wear, blah, blah, blah. So it was awesome. It was like an hour long, you know, Queen's greatest hits, but even including some of like the Queen's greatest hits you don't often hear, like Stone Cold Crazy.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the oldest thing, because that would have been, what, the Sheer Heart Attack album or the or
very
Queen
old.
2?
Very old.
Yeah. So, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
You're My Best Friend.
Why 9 p.m.? Why don't they have other? Do they not have other showings? Is it just the one showing? Or
I think it's just always been like a late night tradition.
Mm.
Like, you don't have an afternoon laser rock show, I guess. I don't know. It's just like it feels like one of those things that just has to be at night.
Mm. And this was in Boulder?
This was in Boulder. And you don't realize until the line is said, the lyric is said, that's like, oh, man, Queen practically talks about this in one of their songs. Do you know which song they talk about it?
No.
In the song Killer Queen, Dynamite with a Laser Beam.
Oh, right. Duh.
And it's like, oh, man. It's like, once you hear that, it's like, oh, Dynamite with a Laser Beam. What's happening right here?
So do laser shows hold up? It's been a long time for me.
They totally hold up. And let me tell you, the last time you went to one, it's probably, you've got your completely dark planetarium, your dome, and then lasers showing up there, right? I mean, basically, that's it.
Yeah, and you sit back and you watch it almost flat.
Sit back.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The new deal is to have the other, like the regular planetarium video stuff, putting up backgrounds behind the laser.
Oh.
So Flash Gordon is going on. And like the regular, you know, all the little spaceships are being drawn and the planets are being drawn with Flash Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the background is the planetarium shooting like the stars up there and planets going by. And it's like, oh, this is what
awesome.
Laser Floyd needed when I was.
Yeah, because Laser Floyd for us, the last laser show I would have seen was Laser Floyd. And I would have seen it at the Salt Lake Planetarium. And it would have been with Kim in like 92. It's been that long.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have not been to a laser show in a year that begins with the number 2, for sure. Like, I think it was even like, you know, not even mid to late 90s weren't even seeing these. And this was the first one Tina's ever seen. So Tina had never been to one before.
That's even cooler because she doesn't even know what she's getting into. She just knows.
I know. I was almost actually, I was more excited for her than she was for me on this mystery date, because like, all right, this is gonna be cool, I love this, and great surprise. But it's like, oh, you've never seen one? Oh, I'm excited to see this through your eyes for the first time. Mm-hmm.
She liked it, I assume. She thought it was cool.
She loved it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
She was really surprised. What a cool and it's date. Great also that they have the backgrounds, because sometimes stuff gets really repetitive.
Yeah.
Like the entirety of We Will Rock You was a three-dimensional laser drawn dude going stomp, stomp, clap, stomp, stomp, clap, like a little red outline of mm-hmm. a dude, stomp, stomp, clap. Yeah. But he was on like a cube that was rotating, and then there were equal dudes on every side of the cube as it was rotating. And that's it was cool. All 3D drawn with the laser. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm glad they have backgrounds of like other things going on behind, because that would get really boring.
Yeah, it's really neat at first, but you almost need other material to make it pop like that. That's really cool.
Right.
I want to go. So, that's awesome. Hey, I got a question about Boulder, though. If you're standing in a room and the mayor of Boulder is standing just behind you, could somebody in front of you say, that's the over-the-shoulder Boulder holder? Could they say that?
I thought you were going to say something about a rock and a hard place. Yes, no. You could say that the over-the-shoulder Boulder holder.
Because he holds Boulder, you know, in his mayoral hands.
Right, he's the mayor of Boulder. He holds Boulder. Sure.
Yeah, over-the-shoulder Boulder holder. Which is a bra in other contexts. Exactly, yeah.
If people haven't heard.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard the news? All right, let's do this now, because now it's time for this.
Sounds good.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
App Slappy.
I forgot to mention, Van was over today, and they gave him a bath. That was a hoot. That kid wants to be in water. He's a future Aquaman.
Oh, really? Loves being in the water?
Loves it. Kicks his feet, smiles, squeals, throws his arms around like he's swimming. He's only, 11 weeks old, and he's into it. I think he longs to be back in the womb, Because that was a water park every day for that kid.
Exactly. He's in the wave pool every day.
This is a part of the show on PMs we do called App Time. We talk about apps we're using on our phones that we like. Phones, iPads, that sort of stuff. Brian and I are both iOS guys, but we often pull from things that are also available on Android.
And this one for sure is available on both platforms.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yes.
I'll start with mine. I can't remember if I brought it up here or not. So if I did, I'm going to feel bad and dumb. But also, I don't feel too bad, because recommending this again is not a bad thing. That's how much I like it. So I mentioned on multiple other shows, my other game shows, Pirates Outlaws. Have I talked about it? Is it familiar?
We've talked about it, but only that it is a part of another deal, or like you get a free copy of that with PS4 or PlayStation Plus or something.
Oh, I don't know.
We were just talking about this with something else that comes with a free copy of the Pirates game. And boy, I thought it was when Tom was on, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Xbox S digital only thing, and it has that pirate game on it.
Oh, and that's not the same one.
It's not this, no. Different game.
Okay, all right.
So this is called, well, that's good. That means I probably haven't talked about it.
No.
Pirates Outlaws. Kind of like Carl's Pirates Jr. Outlaws. It's kind of a dumb name. But Brian, have you heard of a game? You probably heard of it. I don't know if you've ever played it. But have you heard of a game that was very popular, still is popular on PCs, called Slay the Spire? Have you heard of that?
I have not.
All right. It's a, best way to put it, it's a deck-building game, not a collectible card game, not like Hearthstone, but more of a go in, you have a deck of cards, and it's... You don't have to go open decks to find new cards. It doesn't work that way. You just have this deck of cards. It's like playing poker. You get dealt what you get dealt, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. From the deck, and you build your hand throughout the game. And in that game, you're going like dungeon to dungeon, and it's all randomized. And when you fight in a dungeon, you kill a creature, and you do it with cards. And there are different abilities. Here's a guard card. Here's an attack card. Here's a special card. Blah blah blah. Combat itself is Hearthstone-y, And then if you win, you go on to the next stage and keep going until you get to the boss and hopefully beat the boss. If you beat the boss, that means you're on to the next level and things get much harder. If you don't, you're done, but you take all your money back, kind of roguelike style, and then go back again. Okay. It's a really cool game. Great game. Ugly graphics, but whatever. The gameplay is awesome, and it kind of took the PC by storm. Starting to see games come around that sort of copy that model and to varying effects do well or not as well. But I'm happy to report there's one of these that did it really well, and it's called Pirates Outlaws. It is set in a pirate sort of, you know, pirate. It's a pirate game. There's pirates. You know what pirates are.
Yar, I'm familiar, yar.
I'm familiar with pirates, yar.
I'm familiar.
You go into the thing, and it immediately gives you this chat room. You can see it, this little ship. You see all those little islands I can go to, and I choose what island I want, and then I go to that island. And when I go to that island, it might be a battle. It's always random. Oh, it's a battle. So here we go. See all my cards getting laid out. There they go. There's my bad dudes I got to fight. And you essentially do everything I said Slay the Spire does, but you do it in this context of you're a pirate. Okay. There's some other mechanics like reload mechanics for your gun and stuff that the other games don't have, but it is rad. I totally love this game, and you just buy it. There's no ads. There's no stuff. There's ways to support them, but even that is a funny thing. Like, one of the ways to support them is you buy... Let's see if I can find it. You buy a character. Everything else is earnable in the game, but you can buy a character for $5 that is made... The guy is made of gold. Every attack he uses is a gold attack. Like, his bullets are gold. Everything's gold. You just buy this, like, rich gold character for $5 as a way of saying, hey, thanks, here's my further support for your game. None of it's required, okay. But it's just kind of a funny idea. Anyway, you fight your way to the top, you beat the boss, you move on, and so on. Everything I said before works here. Sometimes the random level layouts mean that you're going to go to a store or a tavern and pick up some cards there that you need, or refill your life when you're there, or there might be buried treasure on the way, and there's a 50-50 chance it's going to hurt you or help you, or, you know, lots of weird stuff like that. It has completely become my go-to right now. This is my mobile game du jour.
And this is it looks like very good pick-up and play. I'm watching a YouTube video of it right now because I can't see your screen.
Very pick-up and play, yes. That is correct.
Yeah, I like... This is the kind of iOS graphics that I really like. This kind of not retro 8-bit, you know, but like a very clever, stylized, almost toy-like... look to the characters.
That's a great way of putting it. That's exactly
the islands and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, fair way of putting it.
Like papercraft almost.
Yeah, it is very low poly kind of papercrafty. They definitely have the gameplay down. I'd like it if it was a little more animated. Some of the movement of the characters is a little just sort of they're standing there.
Kind of reminds me of Card Thief. Is it Card Thief?
Oh,
where
Card
you got
Thief.
The 9 cards and. Mm-hmm. And you move your dude, your little mousy dude, around, but you're doing it with kind of cards like this, where, all right, here's an attack, or here's a shield, or here's a thing.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. In fact, you know what? If that's the angle you're coming from, I could totally see those. See, I keep thinking of Slay the Spire as the one that does this most, but it's only because I've played
it. I don't know that game.
Right. So in your case, yeah, like... How you're fighting those guys is different, like, structurally, but you're right. Card Thief is a lot like this. Probably why I like Card Thief so much. Freaking love Card Thief. Anyway, it's on Android. It's on iOS.
It's 99 cents. It's super cheap. That's a no-brainer.
It's a freaking buck, and it's really fun. Yeah. They've got the gameplay down, and I think the aesthetic is better than Slay the Spire, which I've already been on the record to say is freaking ugly. They need to hire an art director for that game. But this is as close you're gonna get on phones right now, and it's cool. 99 cents again. Slay the Spire, and available on both the major platforms, and it plays great on the iPad, which is I know where you like to play that stuff.
Yes.
Brian, tell me about yours.
All right, mine is also a game, and I'm looking up to see how much it costs because it is not free. Actually, the app is free, but it comes with a subscription. And for me, that subscription is totally worth it. Mm. Now, I've talked on the show about the Crosswords app, which is an app that downloads crosswords that are out there, like the Newsday one and the news by name. But it's like downloads all the free crosswords that are out there. And there's probably like 6 or 7 every day that you can get, maybe even more. But I want the big daddy, Scott.
Yeah.
Those aren't enough for me. I want the apex of crossword puzzles. And do you know what the apex of crossword puzzles is?
Let me think.
The New York Times.
Oh, the New York Times, with that guy that comes on NPR and goes, hi, I'm Phil McGiversley.
Will Shortz.
Yeah, Will Shortz, that's his name. Yeah.
Will Shortz, editor for Games Magazine for the longest time, and the best puzzle creator in the world. bar none. I mean, he's the dude.
He's great.
He's great. Anyway, so the New York Times crossword, and I don't have an... Oh, can I see? I bet I can see right here what the...
So this is... Are they the failing New York Times crossword puzzle as well?
They are the failing... This is the failing New York Times crossword puzzle.
Okay.
Failing. Failing. Very sad. Very sad. What, sees, what do you see happening to the old gray lady?
He wouldn't. He would not know to even call.
He would
it
not
that.
Know that terminology.
No,
the newspaper that you know they throw from a bicycle. That's how the paper gets delivered.
Yeah.
Science. Anyway, it's anyway. So it is the New York Times crossword. Now the deal with the New York Times crossword is that over the 7 days, Monday is your very easy crossword, and by very easy, I mean it's still you know it still takes some thought. You're not going to like. Rip right through it in a minute. But it's going to take some thought. Goes up a little bit Tuesday, goes up Wednesday. And by the time you get to Saturday, that is the big tough guy.
Yeah.
Like the big Mama Jama is the toughest of the crosswords is your Saturday crossword. Then you've got Sunday, which is larger in size, but about on the level of a Wednesday or Thursday difficulty level.
Okay.
And it's kind of cool working that ramp up every week and like warming your brain up and doing the crossword. Now, a new one comes out every day and there's also mini crosswords and you can do any crossword puzzle in the archives with this app or with the app and the subscription. And it's just, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I'm in the mood. I've solved the one for today. I'm kind of in the mood for something on the more difficult side. I think I'll do a Thursday or I'll do a Friday. And Thursdays are usually the ones that have the gimmick to them. Like they're going to be like squares where you put in more than one letter, or there are squares that have a circle and the circle means something when you see all the other circles and stuff like that. It is, this has been my new, go-to, my new jam for now.
And what does this cost in the subscription? Well, like you mentioned,
I want to say it's like, it might be $2.99 a month.
Oh.
Maybe $1.99 a month.
For people who love crosswords, that's nothing.
It's nothing. And it is, let me see if we've got it here.
I thought you were going to say like 12 bucks a month or something.
No, no. Where is the, maybe it says like in-app purchases, what the,
oh. They don't tell you.
The most popular in-app purchase is on this one.
Because $2.99 or whatever, something in that range is ridiculously low.
It's nothing if you like these. Because that is the problem that I have with, okay, 40 bucks for a year says Ninja Cowboy 42. So what if that comes out to 36 divided by 12, $3 a month?
Yeah.
So a little bit. I still think it's like maybe $2.99 a month.
That makes sense.
Something like that.
That's cool. Do you have to pay for the year or you can get it per month?
You can get it per month.
Okay.
So like if you enjoy this for about 3 or 4 months, you can and say, I'm not doing it anymore. Then you can stop and you won't have paid for the whole year. And for me, it's become my new daily thing. Now, whether it's true or not, they say that constantly exercising your brain will stave off Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's related diseases. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's. You know
what'll suck is if here's what'll suck one day. One day they're going to come to you and say, you know what? Turns out using your brain too much causes early Alzheimer's. Way.
Right. The problem was you overused it. You should have started watching Wheel of Fortune instead of doing the crossword puzzle.
It'd be like
turn
eggs.
Yeah. The contents of a plastic tub of snack pack pudding, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm loving this. And it's a nice challenge because if you solve the daily puzzle by midnight, then you go on a streak, right? That puzzle turns yellow, and by solving it, that means you can't do the all right, show me which letters I have wrong, or tell me if this clue is correct. Now, Will Shorts even says, you know, if you don't know an answer and it's something you can look up, go ahead and look it up. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's like star of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's like, well, all right, it's something that begins with a K. I'm not sure which one it would be. Then, like, you could, like, type in Kylie. Oh, that's not right. All right, maybe it was Kendall or Kendra or whatever. And it shows you how much of that
Kendra Kardashian.
Kendra Kardashian.
There are 4 million Kardashians.
You know, they're supposed. She's supposed to, or Kim Kardashian is supposed to be getting a lawyer. She can be a lawyer or something.
Yes, right.
And she didn't go to school for it. She just did like a interny thing or something. I don't know how that works. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. She's gonna put the butt in rebuttal. That's what she's gonna do.
She's gonna. All her cases are gonna be about online sex video defamation cases. She knows all about it.
Hold on. Let me check my briefs.
Ken Kratz of female lawyers.
She's the Ken Kratz of yeah. Nice. Also, another KK. Mm-hmm. Coincidence?
I don't think
so. Yes, coincidence.
Put on your thinking cap. You know what? I have a new sound for this when this happens. Whenever something like that comes up. Oh, shoot. Where is it? Sorry. This is I'm taking all the wind out of it. Here you go. There you go.
Illuminati confirmed.
I want to believe.
Anyway, New York Times crossword, 100% worth it. I'm loving this thing. Oh, yeah. And so that's what I was saying. So you can do online searches, or within the app, if you get stuck, once you've like solved all you can solve, and you're like, oh, maybe one more answer might give it to me. You can go to there's a link in the game to go to that day's post about it in the New York Times.
Okay.
And they say, here's a couple answers to some of our trickier clues. And you can scroll up just enough to see the first one. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, I got that one. Got that one. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay, that one I didn't know. It's a pun. Oh, I love it. And then you plug it in and solve the whole damn thing.
Tell me it has – I want Will Shorts's like animated face when you open the app.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, no. No animated Will Shorts, unfortunately.
Dang it, dude. Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Missed opportunity. True.
What were they thinking? That is available on Android and iOS and a thing you can do today. So check it out.
So do it today. Both games. Do them today. Pirates Outlaws and the New York Times.
Do them today.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
There's a rumor. He's Steve Perry. Not Steve Perry. Steve.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
But is he gonna go sing for Journey now?
He's gonna go sing for Journey. No, he's apparently he's looking for a way out. Doesn't want to be there anymore, and is maybe resigning soon. So
who doesn't?
Yeah.
I think even Trump is too ashamed to say that. I thought this would be fun. It's not fun.
Yeah.
I'd like out, please.
After yesterday, if I were him, I'd want to leave.
Right.
Anyway, let's get to the Twitter questions. These are the hashtagged Twitter questions that you guys have sent in. Ask TMS is the hashtag. And we begin with the latest from Weird Genie.
Oh, Weird Genie. Okay, yep. That's a new one.
Yep. I don't know what you rub to get that genie out, but whatever. Says, if you could bring back any TV series, what would it be?
Ooh.
And you know what? Let me add to the rules. Let's say you could bring it in its perfect prime version of itself.
Right. So before it jumped the shark, for example.
Yeah, or before everyone got too old, or before, you know, whatever it is.
All right. Can we just get Firefly out of the way?
Yeah.
And say,
you know what?
Firefly's not included.
Let's call that one the example. That's the example. So I agree with you.
Space in the middle of the bingo card.
Yes.
That we know that is what everyone would say.
It's the one you hold up and go, for example, Firefly, and now people right, understand exactly. How it works. Okay. So yes. Let's see. What do you think?
For me, it would be Lost.
I thought you were gonna say Love Boat for sure. I was sure.
Oh God, no.
Okay.
No, but you know what? I'd say there is a 90% chance in our lifetime that there will be a Love Boat reboot.
I think you are correct. I think they'll find a way. Somehow. It'll be a web series or some streaming thing or a farcical version like the 21 Jump Street things or something like that.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
You
can
make a raunchy at sea
comedy. Love Boat will be back in its formulaic. It's a bunch of celebrities. Look, it's that guy from Modern Family and that one lady from Blackish and the guy from...
Yeah.
And a football player.
Yeah, totally. All right, you said Lost. I'm going to say Northern Exposure. Mm. I love Northern Exposure. I loved it to death. It was one of my favorite things ever. I think it's responsible for so much great quirk on TV now. Like, you just cannot give that show enough credit. For ushering in a new kind of drama and comedy. I loved it, loved it, loved it. So if they could figure out a way to make that happen and everybody's the same age and you got Maurice and freaking, well, who's the guy, who's the radio dude? Forgot his name.
Know.
He was great.
Michael Ian Black.
Sure, why not him?
The actor. I don't know the character.
I think that's my show. So we got Lost in that. And then let's see if we can bring back.
I mean, Dead Like Me would be another one I wouldn't mind seeing. It tried to come back with a non-Mandy Patinkin dude running it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that'd be all right. I mean, like maybe there's so much stuff now, it's almost dumb to even bring all these up, but I wouldn't mind seeing like, what was I going to say?
People are saying Pushing Daisies in the chat room.
Oh, Pushing Daisies got screwed. That definitely should come back.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Lee Pace's his rates are too high now.
Yeah.
He'd never be able to get, Lee Pace would never do it again.
He's doing okay now. I don't think he needs it. Yeah. And that had that Chenoweth chick in it too, didn't it?
Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah. Oh yeah. Actually, her dance card is probably too full for this because she's in every Broadway show.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who the main girl was. I don't remember.
Her name was Anna Friis.
Oh, okay.
And it was weird hearing her with her normal British accent off the show.
Oh. Well, I bet it was. That is weird. Yeah.
Because she's a Brit.
I don't think
Friel. That's it, Friel.
I don't think I knew that. Finally, I would say... Well, I was going to say Deadwood, but they're doing a movie, so I'll hold judgment until we see that movie.
Moonlighting. Sure. Oh, no, bring Quantum Leap back.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, no, wait. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You keep wanting to put Blossom in there. You keep wanting to put Joey Lawrence in Quantum Leap.
What is he doing?
I just went into a woman's body. Whoa. Whoa.
I'm going to look him up. It's been a long time.
What is Joey...
Joseph Lawrence, American actor, singer, game show host, known for his roles as Johnny Russo on Blossom, Joe Roman in Brotherly Love, and Joe Longo in Melissa and Joey. Could they use, can he change up the name? Like, for real.
Brian Ibbett, known for his appearances in podcasts like The Tire Thumbs Podcast and The Wee Show. Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of cool looking. He's bald now. He's cool looking.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on some reality stuck in a house or on an island or in a house or in a car running around or something kind of thing.
Yeah.
He was like a celebrity big brother or celebrity help, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Or something.
You know what?
Like
this dude's working. I'm looking at his IMDb. He has not stopped.
Really?
Lots of shows and stuff.
He's just working on a lot of stuff that people haven't heard of, but he's working.
Well, it's like two episodes of Hawaii Five-O, an episode of Californication. That was a while ago, though. Let's see.
I bet he was on that show with a naked lady.
CSI stuff and all that. He probably was. He had to be in something with a naked lady. He's Joey Lawrence.
Well, I'm thinking Californication because...
Oh, they're always naked.
Special guest star, Sherman Hemsley, and a naked lady.
And a lady who's naked. That's next.
That's right.
On Californication. Next question is, let's see. If you could make a TV series of any game, what would it be and who would you play? Have the play main character or characters? I would like an HBO production of Grand Theft Auto. I want it set in Grand Theft Auto Vice City era. Uh-huh. And, who do I want to play? Joey Lawrence. No. I can't think of anybody to play the main role, but I would watch that show. Like a really good gangster treatment of the GTA series would be really fun.
Sure. Sure. I would love to see a Dig Dug sitcom. No, Crazy Taxi.
No dialogue. Not enough dialogue.
He gets you to the pizza place.
He's like, hi, you want to go on a date? Oh, shoot, sorry, I got to go. Gets in his car, drives, and picks somebody up.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Uncharted would be a great one, like an Uncharted adventure show.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
We've
talked about that recently, though.
I think that movie's finally getting made, which will be good.
Right, right.
Danny DeVito in Crazy Taxi, sure. They're thinking of Taxi. Just add the crazy, and you're good.
Exactly. He was the crazy on the Taxi.
These are all... This is... I mean, I'd love to see the latest God of War game as a movie or a TV show. It'd be cool. I'd like to see...
Yeah. What was that one with the the kid with the lightning electricity?
Oh,
Begin with an I.
Impossible. Invincible. Yeah. Indescribable.
Something like that.
Immobile. Indefensible.
Intolerable.
Intolerable.
Second sun. Something second sun. Not powder.
Yeah, but it's the that's
second
not...
sun was the sequel.
Damn it!
Like I can remember the subtitle to the game, but it's not the main title to the game.
PlayStation exclusive, made by the people that made Spider-Man.
Infamous.
It's not infamous. Is it infamous? Is it?
Let me take a look. A lot of people are saying
Infamous 2. Second Son. Let me just look this up. Yeah, that's it.
You know why? That's a dumb name. It shouldn't be called Infamous.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he was...
stupid name.
Like electricity and...
Yeah, he was Electric Man.
It was Electric Man. It was really good. It was a fun...
It was great.
I guess the sequel was Infamous 2, and then Second Son was the third one.
Second Son was a... More like DLC, like standalone.
Oh, like a DLC, right? Yeah.
To 2. 2 was good. I liked it. It was very early.
It was
early,
great. Sliding around on electrical wires and stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Those same dudes. I keep forgetting the name of the studio. Insomnia, I think. Insomniac?
Is it?
Insomniac. They made They made all the Ratchet and Clank games.
Crash Bandicoot.
Is that Crash Bandicoot? No, that's the Uncharted people made that.
Oh, right. Okay.
The ones I'm thinking of are... Oh, my brain. Anyway, they made the new Spider-Man game. That's those guys.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So that's what they're up to. Sucker Punch. Oh, you're right. Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. Oh,
I got it
backwards.
They did that Fox, that sneaky Fox game.
Sly Fox.
Sly Fox. Cooper. That's it. Sly Cooper.
Let's go all the way.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I should know that.
A new, let's see, Infamous First Light. Oh, that one's DLC, standalone DLC. So there was a fourth Infamous game. And they're working on something called Ghost of Tsushima, an upcoming action-adventure game.
Yeah, I think it's Tsushima is the pronunciation. Tsushima. I think the T is
Tsushima.
Yeah. That's supposed to be real good. Like, cool. High expectations for that business. Excited about that. Yeah, nice. Sly Fox was cool. Not Sly Fox, Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper. Sly Cooper was really cool. Yeah.
They've been around
the
for a while.
Hippo and the,
I always get them and Insomniac mixed up. I should stop doing that.
Infamous Insomniac. I get it.
Yeah,
makes
it's
sense.
An easy problem to have. All right. What will our Grand Negus Talia asks?
Sure.
What would your drag names be? Let's see if there's a drag name generator. Name generator.
Oh, right. Well, you enter in the street you grew up on and the...
There's always something like this. Oh, yeah, there it totally is.
Fourth grade teacher or something.
Totally is. Okay, so we're going to give this a shot.
No, but it's got to be something punny, like...
Oh, I agree. Well, okay, let's just try this thing out. It's like a test. What generation do you belong to? You and I are Generation X, so we're putting X in there. Next. What do you currently do in life? I work in an office. I do not work in an office. Full-time student or rocking it. I'm a traveler. I do not work in an office, let's say, I guess. As close as we have on here.
Yep.
So far, this is both of us. What is your deepest desire? Inner and outer peace, a compassionate world, personal growth, finding true love, or understanding other people?
Hmm.
What do you like there?
Inner and outer peace would be... is that two choices or one?
One.
Good. Yeah, that's one I like.
All right, we'll do that one. What would you say is your strongest quality? I'm a bit of a bright spark. No, you know, I'm just they have all these descriptions. I'll just tell you the words: intelligence, kindness, creativity, strength, or confidence.
Probably creativity would be both of us.
Yeah. So far, this is you and me both.
Yeah.
What role do you play in your friendships? I like to make people laugh. They always come to me for advice. I tend to be the peacemaker between friends. I offer support where I can, or I am usually the one to help them fix things.
For me, it would be laughter. But I'm guessing you're like the peacemaker or
it's funny, I'd choose problems. Laughter, but I think probably both of us do more than one of these things. But mostly what I do is try to make people laugh, because it's the only way I can find I can only be satisfied with myself if I make someone laugh.
It's the only thing that gives me any self-worth.
How often do you work out? Not at all. Every day. Occasionally. People at the gym know me by name. Fitness is life.
Wow. Work out every day would be both of us, I believe.
All right. So let's do that. Okay. Next. That was me also. What did you? Why did you take this test? It looked fun. I was bored. My friends encouraged me to do it. All of the above, none of the above.
I guess technically our friends encouraged us to do it. Yeah. Sort of.
A Twitter friend did, basically.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We're doing that. Oh my gosh, there's more.
Oh, jeez.
What do you dream about when you sleep? That you're drowning? That you're running from war? That you're flying? That you're with animals or people in relationships?
I've lost interest in this.
No, I'm kidding.
This is ridiculous.
What was the question again?
That you're drowning, that you're running from war, you're flying, you're with animals, or you're with people in relationships?
Probably that I'm drowning. I mean, I'm trying to think of what my...
Like a lot? Is that a common dream for you?
No, not a common dream. I guess you remember the harsh ones. You remember the horrible ones.
All right.
Jeez. There's usually conflict in my dreams. Let's, pressure. Like, you know what? Drowning is a good one because I sometimes feel like I'm metaphorically drowning in my dreams.
Okay. Fair enough. No, I like it. Yeah. Plus, you're kind of claustrophobic. You don't like being in a little tiny place.
I don't. No.
If you were an animal, what would it be? Dog or wolf? Lion or tiger or jaguar? Horse, gazelle or giraffe? Owl, falcon, eagle, or a dolphin?
I'd be a lion. Lion is usually the question I get or that I answer when somebody asks what I would be.
I'd be a tiger so I could think I was a cheetah. I'm choosing that. Drag queen. Oh, sorry. Do you have a bucket list? Nope. Yes. Yes, but only a few items left. No, but I may want to. Yes, but it's hard to. This is the dumbest question. Who cares about this? Anyway, yeah. Do you have one? Do you have a bucket list?
I not an official one. Is there one that says I don't have an official one, but I
yes.
have a...
It says yes, okay, but good. I only have a couple of items on it. That's as close as that is to official.
Yeah.
That's probably me too. Let's do that one. these are so
While
terrible.
You're doing that, I did a search on the most clever drag queen names just to kind of get an idea of maybe a different direction we could go. And you've got stuff like Kim Chi and Trixie Mattel, Farrah Moan. But then you've also got Karen from Finance. And Bob the Drag Queen.
Wow. Oh, this thing finally did it. It generated one.
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
All right, good.
Brian,
yeah, ready.
Is you are, based on all those answers, you are Charlemagne Tension.
Charlemagne Tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel all like right. They could have just made anything up. Those questions were dumb.
That's not very punny, is it?
No, there's it's just, not a, I like, don't understand what the point of it is. All right, mine's going to be... Willings Firth Long Penis. I already did it the other day. I'm good.
I'd be Dinah Mite. That would be my drag queen name is Dinah Mite.
Mite. M-I-T-E. Or
something
M-Y-
with tension is the last name. I was thinking, all right, dynamic Dinah McTension.
Dinah McTension. Nailed it.
Dinah McTension.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim Shi. That's a good idea. Kim Shi.
Yeah.
Tanuki. Some of you guys with your chat room names already are. Tondragosa sounds like a stripper.
Right? Yeah, thing. Exactly. I don't know who this Nightbot is, but man, she's...
Yeah. Tanuki Monster.
Tanuki Monster. Yep. Uh-huh.
One final question. Let's see. I'm going to skip ahead a little here. Okay, here we go. Mrs. Okay. Taffy Guy, what would be the most annoying food for you to be allergic to?
Ooh. Shellfish.
Yeah.
That would kill me. Well,
you like seafood. You know, you're a big fan.
I don't do too much dairy these days. I've cut a lot of dairy out. I mean, it would be annoying to be allergic to like some of the most common stuff like wheat.
Yeah.
A wheat allergy.
That'd
would
be bad.
Be
yeah. Nobody wants that.
Horrendous. Yeah.
I'd say water. That'd be the most annoying.
That would be the most annoying one for sure. Yeah.
Aren't there people who are allergic to water? There are, I think.
I don't think there are. Are there really?
Allergy.
Water allergies?
I want to say I heard something about this. Here we go. Aquatic urticaria is also known as water allergy, water euphica something. It is a diagnosed form of physical urticaria, whatever that is. The defining symptom is painful skin reaction resulting from contact with water. It is sometimes described as an allergy, although it is not true histamine related. But you have a rejection of water, and drinking it sometimes can be a problem too, not just on the outside, but on the inside. Yeah. You don't want that.
Huh. don't want that for sure.
No.
I'm going to give you a drag queen name that when you look at it, it's like, oh, okay, I guess that's a drag queen name. It's when you say it out loud that you realize what it is.
Okay.
It's in our Discord.
It's in Discord. Let me grab it. Okay. Hell of a bottom Carter.
Hell of a bottom Carter.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot. That's mine now. I'm taking it. It's mine.
Hell of a bottom. You don't want to be penetration?
Yeah, penetration is not good. Oh, yeah. So now you can really go crazy with these. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be some sort of, it's either got to be a play on a famous actress's name or it's got to be a pun.
Let's see.
Although there's a bunch that are stuff like La Ganja Estranja and...